This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Rest of it, the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawal summons federal parliament session for 2 p.m. on 30th of April. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung resigns from his position, states he stepped down to uphold moral responsibility and avoid any conflict of interest. Political parties conclude to use diplomatic passports in more systematic and dignified manner with strict adherence to the law. And Iran says it has seized two cargo ships in Strait of Hormuz after three vessels attacked. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawal has summoned a session of the Federal Parliament for 2 p.m. on the 30th of April. According to the Office of the President, a session of both houses of the Federal Parliament to be held at the Federal Parliament building in Simhadarbar was summoned on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers meeting held on the 21st of April. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has resigned from his position, according to a statement issued today by Ritesh Kumar Shakya, spokesperson for the Office of the President. Following the resignation today, President Ramchandra Pawal, on the recommendation of the Prime Minister Balendra Shah, has assigned the responsibility of the Home Ministry to be handled by the Prime Minister Shah himself. Meanwhile, Minister Gurung stated that he resigned with the intention of allowing a fair investigation into recent questions raised regarding matters such as share purchases. Announcing his resignation through social media, the leader said he stepped down effective from today, fulfilling his moral responsibility to ensure that no conflict of interest arises while holding office. A meeting held among the chief whips, and representatives of all political parties representing on the House of Representatives in presence of Speaker Dol Prasad Arial took the decision to strictly follow the measures to prevent the misuse of diplomatic passport. The meeting also drew conclusion that the existing laws would be strictly followed in the recommendation and use of diplomatic passport for the time being, as well as to make necessary amendments in a long-term manner. Sharing about past instances of misuse of diplomatic passport, Speaker Arial emphasized the need to take strict measures to prevent misuse of diplomatic passport. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has urged one and all not to disseminate misleading information. The ministry said serious attention has been drawn to the publication and dissemination of baseless, false and misleading content through various online news media and social media platforms. According to a ministry's press release, fabricated information is confusing the public, fostering harmful perceptions, weakening trust in the information system, and disturbing social balance. The ministry warned that anyone spreading baseless or misleading news will face strict legal action. The meeting of the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the National Assembly lawmakers stated that financial governance and budget implementation must be made more effective in the upcoming fiscal year. At today's meeting at the Simhadarbar, members called for effective budget implementation, transparency in public spending and better resource management. They also stressed aligning allocations with the 16th five-year plan, clarifying royalty distribution and making revenue projections more realistic. The 77th anniversary of the establishment day of the Nepal Communist Party has been observed by organizing various programs. The day commemorates the establishment of the Nepal Communist Party on the 9th of Baishakh in 2006 Vikram Samvat under the leadership of Pushpalal Shrestha. Different communist parties marked the occasion separately. At a CPNUML event in Chasal, leaders said the party must accept its electoral defeat, treat it as a lesson and move forward with renewed commitment while working harder among the people. Meanwhile, on the occasion, coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, emphasized unity among leftist forces to end discrimination and build an equitable society. He said the communist movement can protect marginalized communities and national sovereignty, and stressed the need for alliances to safeguard gains from the people's struggle. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The National Statistics Office has published the provincial level results of the Nepal Multidimensional Survey 2081-82 amid a program held in Janakpur today. The survey has shown that, particularly in Madhya Pradesh province, the situation of child mortality, malnutrition, adolescent girls' fertility rate and out-of-school children is more worrying compared to the national average. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran has attacked 3 cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The BBC cited the Iranian reports as saying the attack occurred after Donald Trump said he was extending the US-Iran ceasefire. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, says it has seized 2 of the 3 ships and is escorting them to the Iranian coast. Trump said last night he was extending the ceasefire while also maintaining the US blockade of Iranian ports, which is designed to put pressure on Iran before talks with the US in Pakistan. But the status of those talks is unclear, as US Vice President J.D. Vance did not depart for Pakistan as expected on Tuesday. An advisor to Iran's parliamentary speaker, Mahdi Mohammadi, said the ceasefire extension means nothing, calling it a ploy to buy time for a surprise strike. Ukraine says it has resumed pumping Russian oil through a pipeline into Hungary and Slovakia, bringing to an end months of deadlock over a 90 billion euros loan seen as vital European Union support for Kyiv. The BBC cited officials as saying soon afterwards, EU ambassadors meeting in Cyprus gave preliminary approval to the loan as well as the 20th package of sanctions on Russia. EU leaders will sign it off at an informal summit on Thursday. Ukrainian oil and government sources told officials in Hungary and Slovakia that pumping had restarted hours after the EU ambassadors began discussing the loan. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the remaining Himalayan areas, and mainly fair in the rest of the regions. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in other Himalayan areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powell summons Federal Parliament session for 2 p.m. on 30th of April. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung resigns from his position, states he stepped down to uphold moral responsibility and avoid any conflict of interest. Political parties conclude to use of diplomatic passports in more systematic and dignified manner with strict adherence to the law. And Iran says it has seized 2 cargo ships in Strait of Hormuz after 3 vessels attacked. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.